Okay, let's get into Brachos Tzadi Dalid Yerushalmi, the last daf here. And Brachos, what a schus it is that we have to learn the last daf of Yerushalmi together. When was the last time Klal Yisrael had hundreds, if not thousands, of people learning daf Yomi Yerushalmi together and finishing the first unbelievable Masechta of Masechas Brachos? So here we go. We're on the top of Tzadi Dalid and Aleph. Amar Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva mentions, we start off with an unusual story, but there's a similar one in the Bavli, if you remember. We just spoke about in the Mishnah relating to how the direction that one sits if one has to go to the bathroom, especially in the outdoors, and especially maybe Bisman HaMikdash, but even if not. Rabbi Akiva, Nechnasi Acharei Rabbi Yeshua Liros HaMaisa. I followed Rabbi Yeshua. He wanted a Torah. I wanted to see how he went to the bathroom. Amru lo mara isa, and they said to Rabbi Akiva, "Nu, what do you see?" Amar lohen reisiv Yosef etzido klapi myrif. So first, I saw his side was to the west, meaning he wasn't facing east west because that's inappropriate to face east west. Remember, Rabbi Akiva shita on the bottom of the previous amud is that it's out in the open. So that's why I was able to see his Rebbe from a distance. Which direction that he was facing. V'lo pirat sheyashav, and he did not uncover himself until he sat. Right, there's tznius even in the bathroom. Remember, that's one of the pshatim of Tosfos and Brachos Daf Yud Aleph in the Bavli about why there's no hefsek because eino miyash daito. There's never a hefsek from Talmud Torah. Right, you only make one berachas Torah, and one of the pshatim is because there's always halachas. There's never a moment during the day that it's void of halachas, even in the bathroom, as we will see. V'lo yeshev ad sheyeshav shef, and he did not sit until he was meshav shef. What does meshav shef mean? So Rashi in the Bavli gives two pshatim of what meshav shef means. Either it means he cleaned the seat before he sat down, or it means that he made sure that he was ready to go to the bathroom before he sat down. He was poteach atzmo, different pshatim what that means. V'lo kinech b'yamin ala b'smol. And he cleaned himself with his left hand. Assuming he was a righty with his left hand. So like, what is that? So the Rishonim doesn't give a reason. The Bavli gives five reasons. Five reasons why one has to, and the Shulchan Aruch quotes this, that one cleans oneself with one's left hand, and not with one's right hand. So the Gemara tells us, again in the Bavli, on Daf Samach Bezim and Aleph, Mipnei Mayim Akancha Yimin Ala B'smol, Amar Rava, Mipnei Shatorah Nitna B'Yimin. Right, the Torah is given by a min, so to speak, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's right. Mimino eshtas lamo. Rabbi Barachana Amar Bebdeshi krova lepet, because that's the hand they used to eat with, and germs. You don't have germs on your hand, and they didn't have sinks and soap around, you know, after using the bathroom. So it was more hygienic and safe if one uses a different hand. Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish Amar Bebdeshi kosher but tefillin, because one uses their right hand to tie the tefillin onto the left arm, but one uses it the right, similar by the tying the shoes. Radacham Yitzchak Rabbi Shemar Batame Torah, because that's what you show the cantillations, the Tame Amikra. I don't know how to do it, but I know sometimes if somebody doesn't know the laning, so the gabbai stands there and does all the finger motions and know exactly. I'm like, it's very fast, and how does somebody know how to look in the words and look at the hands, and I don't know how to do either of them, but that's the Marabot Tame Torah. And then there are other pshatim given. Again, but the entering nafgamina, meaning what does a lefty do anything differently? Depending on the reason, you know, if the Torah was given with the right, that makes it no difference between a lefty and a righty. But, you know, in terms of eating and in terms of tying the tefillin, then it would have a nafgamina between the reasons. Okay, we continue, but the Bavli, the Rosh Hashanah doesn't give any of the reasons, it just mentions the halacha. The Bir Halacha talks about what about a lefty? One wants to look in Siman Gimel. Af Shimon ben Azai Haya Omer Kain. Nechnati Achar Rabbi Akiva. The rest is a Maisa. So Rabbi Akiva followed Rabbi Yeshua. So Ben Azai followed Rabbi Akiva. Amar Lo Ma Reisa. What did you see? Amar Lemra Isiv Yoshev Vitzido Klapi Myrav. Same. He wasn't facing east west because again Shchina B'Myrav V'Lo Parat Sheyashav V'Lo Yashav Ashi Yishiv Shefet V'Lo Kinech B'Yamin Ela B'Smol. The same that Rabbi Akiva saw by his Rabbi Yeshua, so to Ben Azai saw by Rabbi Akiva. Maybe the implicit message is Shalshelas HaMesorah, that Rabbi Akiva saw, and then he put into practice what he saw. He didn't just see it, but he learned from it. One cannot go into Harabayis, the Mishnah quoted, with all of the accoutrements that he usually has on him. Tani, lo yikanes adam laharabayis b'minolo. One can't wear shoes going into Harabayis. Right, Bizmanazet. There's again Harabayis, especially soldiers also that have to go up there, have to learn all these halachas. Uba avak shal raglav, and dust on his feet. You have to dust off your feet before you go into Harabayis. Uma osav tsurin bisadino, or a money belt. that is hanging from him. Ba'pundaso alav mibachutz, if it is hanging on the outside. On the outside. Why is that important? On the outside? Satosis, well, first we'll read the pasuk. Matam, what's the source? Remember, in Yerushalmi, matam doesn't mean what's the reason, like my taima in the Bavli, but it means what's the source. Matam, shamar raglacha, guard your feet, guard your legs, kashar telech, habes alokim, when you go to the beis alokim, right? You have to be in a special behavior that we have to recognize that we are going into the house of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you look in Tosfos in Mesechus Pesachim Dav Zayin, Tosfos there, the Gemara there quotes the Mishnah in Shkalim. Remember, if you find money somewhere in Yerushalayim, you have to assume it's Hektish or Chulin. If you find on Harabayas, if you find in Yerushalayim, if you find on the Yantif, if you find not on the Yantif. So one of the lines in the Mishnah says, if you find it on Harabayas, what is the halacha? And you could assume it's chulin. So ask the Ri and Tosas, Makshari, Heich Nimsusham. How'd you find money on Harabayas and assume it's chulin? Nobody had their money belts, right? You leave your money belt outside, right? So how do you even have that you can assume that it's chulin? Harav Perka Ro, it says in Brachas, Lo Yikanes of Harabayas bin Ma'os Hatsurus Bisadino. The Omeri, Deino Aser, Ela Heicha Denosan Bifarhesia. Bisadino. Only if it's seen on the outside, de genayu. There's no isser like shoes. Like it's not an issue of gilui. The money belt is an issue of being seen. So they might have had the money belt underneath their robes, so money might have fallen. De genayu de nira kaholech sham l'schara. It looks like you're going to business. Avo bitzin alo, says Tosfos, imsachem daf zayin amad aleph. It wouldn't be a problem if it is inside, and that is why you might find money there and assume it is chulin. The Gemara continues. Other psukim relating to the kedusha of the makom. Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda, Omer, Hari Omer, getting us in the mood. Vayavo ad lefnei shar hamelech. Mordechai went with sak ve'efer only up until the gates of the and melech. Kein lobel shar hamelech belavush sak, because you can't go into the gate of the melech with sackcloth on. And the Gemara says, "Imlefnei licha srucha kein." If a human who comes from a tipa srucha and is going to become rima v'saleh and that type of a king's courtyard, one has to have special attention. Alachas kama v'kama lefnei shara makom. Obviously, in front of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, one has to have special behavior. Good. We continue. Lo yaasenu kapandarya. One cannot make the harabayas a shortcut. Verakika mekavachomer, and surely one can't spit. It seems that spitting was much more common in the days of the Talmud. Spitting in the middle of Shmon Esrei, we had earlier in the Masechta, spitting to the side, spitting behind, spitting. So it seems like it was much more common, much more socially acceptable, in terms of, spitting in the days of old. So says the Gemara, ma, says a kavachomer. What's the kavachomer? The Mishnah doesn't say. Ma im ne'ila, shehi shel kavod. If wearing shoes is just a lack of kavod, in the Harabayas, at Omer Asur, and wearing shoes is Asur, Rikika, she shall be Zion. Rikika is positive disgrace, not just lack of respect. So, Lokal Shekain, surely one would not be able to be Rokek in Harabayas. We've mentioned often, the thought that goes back to the Marshal and the Shalak others, but the Ber Yosef quotes it on Parsha Shmos, that the Shulchan Aruch says in, Shulchan Aruch says that we know when we put in the days of old, they used to make the brachas when we did everything. When we opened up our eyes, we said the bracha bokei achivrim, and we got dressed, we made say the bracha malbesh arumim. And when we had it earlier about malbesh arumim and the shechyanu with the clothes, and we put feet on the floor, you make a bracha when you sit up, and when you put on your shoes, shasali kol sarki. Just like Kotzarki, and all the Mefarshim wonder, why is that called Sarki? Why is that all one's needs? It's just shoes, right? Why is that all called Sarki? So if you remember that they quote from the Kuzari, the four levels of being. The four levels of being, Domim, Someach, Chai, Medaber. Domim are the inanimate objects, the dirt and the rocks. Someach, the growers, level up. Chai, the animal kingdom. And then finally, Medaber. Reb Chaim Ozer used to say there's a fifth one. Reb Chaim Brisker, right? That was the fifth bria, but you know, at least the Rishonim say domein someach chai medaber. So what does that mean? Each level uses the level under it in order to live, in order to exist. The plants live in the dirt, and the animals eat the plants. And people use everything. When we put on our shoes, the message of putting on leather shoes in halacha are leather, the message is that we're using the whole world. We have dominion over the whole world. And that's the message of putting on our shoes. That's why we say, Sha'asuli Kotsarki. Kadosh Baruch Hu made the whole world for us, and we use it to serve him with. When we're in a Makam Kadosh, we take off our shoes. Because we don't have dominion here. Right? And Har Abayis, we take off our shoes. That's not a place that we want to show dominion. He doesn't say it, but I'll add, that's why maybe Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's domain. Remember the Gemara in Yuma, in the Bavli, HaSatan is Gematria 364. There's one day, it's only HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? There's no Satan. It's a Gemara. It's not an Achronish Torah. It's a Gemara. HaSatan is Gematria 364. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's in charge. Maybe that's also Avelus. We recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu's in charge. You know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it's, you know, we don't recognize, we're not in control. So again, that's here where we take off our shoes and, we recognize that this is a makom kadosh. That's the first words Moshe Rabbeinu ever received from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? First words, take off your shoes. First message. Okay. Kochos mei bracha shei b'migdash v'chulu, tini, lo yona anin b'beis ha-migdash. The amin was not said in the beis ha-migdash. Maha yomrim, whenever you heard a bracha, baruch shem ko ma'chazol yalav v'ed. You said baruch shem. A unique, Aniya, if you look, we don't have time to do it. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky on his Sefer Al HaTorah talks about the parallel between Baruch Shem Kavod and Yehi Shmei Rabbah. Talks about there's a parallel between the two with one little difference. But fascinating Har, if you want to look there. Minayin Shloi Onim Amen B'Migdash. How do we know that you don't say Amen in the base of Migdash? Tamalomar Kumu Baruchu as Hashem Elokechem in Olam Ad Olam V'Yivarchu Shem Kavodecha. Right, V'Yivarchu is like Baruch Shem Kavod. So Baruchu as Hashem in Olam Ad Olam. That's a reference to the brachas in the Beis HaMikdash, as we learned that you say Min Olam Ad Olam because of the Tzdukim, the Minim, and then V'Yivarchu Shem Kavodecha. Minayin Alka Baruchu Bracha. How do you know you don't wait till all the brachas are finished? Baruch Shem, you say it each time. Tamalomar Umiromam Alka Baruchu Tehila on each one. On each bracha and praise. Vodis kinoshi adam shoel v'chulu. Also the takana that a person is shoel. Remember we had the 2 days, whether that is an allowance or an obligation. Allowance or obligation. Now sometimes I try to say shalom aleichem to everyone. No, it's not the, now sometimes my kids look at me like it's old fashioned, like the mashlomcha. No, makore. That's the more common. Shalom aleichem. So it goes back to Boaz. Shalom aleichem. She adam shoel v'chulu. Am Rabbi Yeshua. Right, Darumya, either of Rome or of the south, Daroma, right, the question. Shlosha dvarim gazru bezdin shalamatan viskin bezdin shalamalan imohen. There are 3 decrees that the bezdin shalamatan, meaning human beings made, and the bezdin above was maskim, right? It sounds like that Gemara Masechta Shabbos that Moshe Rabbeinu, did 3 things and HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave a shkoyach for those 3. But these are 3 different ones. Ve'elu hein. And what are they? Charama shel Yericho. Yoshua ben Nun made a cherim on Yericho. Anybody who takes from the spoils of Yericho, it's asur. And if they take from it, so then they, you know, it's going to have tragic consequences. And you're not allowed to rebuild Yericho, he even said. Remember, Chiel rebuilt, and the fascinating story in Tanakh. O Megillas Esther, V'sheila Shalom B'Shem. Right, these 3 were agreed upon. Chermashi Yericho, how do you know? Chata Yisrael. Chata Yisrael, that's referring to by Achan, when he took from the spoils. There's even the Gemara in Sanhedrin Darshan's Chata Yisrael is the basis for a halacha. Avo bishachata Yisrael hu. Even if he's Chata Yisrael. So Chata Yisrael, but what did they say right after that? V'gav v'amru is brisi. They violated my covenant. What do you mean my covenant? Yeshua ben Nun made the rule. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, my covenant. It must be his maskim. Must be a Kadosh Baruch Hu agrees with that covenant. The Gomer. V'lo Yeshua gazar, el amalam eich eskimu bezen shalmala imahin. The bezen shalmala was maskim with that. Number 1. Number 2, Megillas Esther. Kimu v'kiblu. Again, a different chazal than what we're used to. Kimu v'kiblu v'gomer. Rav Amar v'kibel ksiv. Oh, it says v'kibel. Lashon Yachid. Who's that referring to? Kadosh Baruch Hu. Klomar shehiskimu bezdin shalmala imahen. Again, obviously different than kimu mashekiblu kfar, what the Gemara said. And finally, shehila shalom b'shem, v'ni boaz b'min beis lechem, u'minayin shehiskimu bezdin shalmala imahen. How do you know bezdin shalmala agreed? Tamalomar v'yera ilav malach Hashem. By Gidon, by Yomar Elav, Hashem Imcha, Gibar Hechayel. So Hashem agreed, and that the Malach greeted in the same way as saying Shem Hashem. Interesting, the Gemara here doesn't give any mashmos that there's anything negative about what Yeshua did. Remember, the Gemara in Masechta Sanhedrin, on Daf Mem Dalid, where the Gemara discusses that Kadosh Baruch Hu says, that's the whole Gemara about different elements of the story. See if I could find the lashon now. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, "Vayomer Yeshua, Vayomer Hashem Yeshua, Kumlach, Torah Shem Sheila, Amar LeKadosh Baruch Hu, Shelcha Kashem Yishalahem." Right? It's a little fault. Yeshua, what are you making the cherem for? You made the cherem, so Achan took from it, so therefore it was a problem. If you wouldn't have made the cherem, then it wouldn't be a problem. So Rashi says there, it was Yeshua's fault. He made the cherem. Rashi says and just find the lashon. Kumach mishalchom yatchai says zos lahem. Shapir shvilchan neenshu shalokiyamta es devarai. Right. What did Yeshua do wrong? Moshe made charamim in the midbar. So what's wrong with Yeshua making charamim? So if you look in the Marsha there in the Chiddushi Agadah, the Marsha says there's a big difference between the days of Moshe and the days of Yeshua. The days of Moshe there wasn't arvos yet. So if one third person took from the spoils, okay, Mela was a yachid. But now that they went into Eretz Yisrael, Kol Yisrael Arevim Zelazeh, no such thing as a private sin anymore. And if there's no private sin, so you can't do exactly what Moshe said. If you look in the Hakdama to Rav Shechter Sefer, I think it's on Be'ikvei Atzon, he talks about, he quotes Rav Salvechik, the difference between being a Mishana and a Machadish. Right? We have to be Machadshim, but we can't be Mishanim. We have to be within the Mesorah and apply the same rules of the Torah to the new applications, to the world. But sometimes doing exactly what our parents and our grandparents and our great-grandparents doing exactly the same as a Shinui. And that's what he said, that's this Marsha. The Marsha says that what happened exactly, Yeshua wanted to do exactly what Moshe did, but the circumstances changed. You can't do exactly the same. You can't make a cherem if now there's arvus. There's a different metzias. And he quotes I think it's the Sfas Emes that says on a ton of Devei Eliyahu, quotes that the last word, I don't remember the exact lashon, but the last word of the Birchas Yaakov was from Yitzchak, like the last word that Avram used to Yitzchak, Yitzchak started with Yaakov. And the last word, the brachas of Yitzchak to Yaakov, they all had a word connection. That there's a word in that, there's a zos, it says in Vayechi, and Moshe Rabbeinu started zosa bracha. They don't give the exact same bracha, but it's the last word that we use by the previous personality in Tanakh, that's the start of the next. And the Tanna Devei Eliyahu says, that's the Pshat, Masa Yagiyu Masa L'Masa Yavosai. I don't have to do exactly what my forefathers did, but it has to be a Negiyah. Yagiyu Masa L'Masa Yavosai. We don't have to do exactly the same thing, but we have to have that Negiyah, and that's what the Marsha says, that was the problem with Yeshua. He wanted to do the exact same thing, and that's why the Bavli has a little negative mashmos. But again, the Yerushalmi doesn't have anything negative to say about that. Let's continue. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Avon B'Shem, Rabbi Yeshua Ben Levi, Af HaMaisros. Maestros is also a mitzvah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu agreed to. What does Maestros mean? So the Haredim explains that usually we can't test HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's an Issa Daraisa. The Sefer HaChinuch quotes in Tafchav Dalet, it's Issa Daraisa, to test a Navi too much and to test HaKadosh Baruch Hu. One exception to the rule. B'chanuni nabazos, like the Gemara says in Tainus. Shenemar, avios kala maaser v'chagomer. So that's also, that was huskam ha'idei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right, that one can test HaKadosh Baruch Hu when it comes to tztaka, dafka, right, that's the Gemara, selazel l'tztaka, in order for my son, etc. And that's the concept of making a mishaberach, right, we don't make a mishaberach after we shake a lulav. Right, I was zocher to shake a lulav, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give me a bracha. Dafka by tztaka, if I'm know there's something, there's a special din by, we could ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for a bracha when one gives tztaka. Ma'awad b'lidai, so the end of that pasuk, until you can't say enough. Rabbi Yossi bar Shimon bar Ba, b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, davar she'ef shelo lomar dai. Something that you can never say enough for. What's that? Hu bracha. It's about rain. Rain. That's what the pasuk is referring to. Remember that the Chonia Ma'agel, it's even harder. I can't ask for, you know, to stop the rain. I could ask to have the rain, but it's even harder to stop the rain. Rabbi Rechi, Rabbi Chelba, Rabbi Abba, Bar Eloi, B'Shem Rav, the other drasha that we're used to from the Bavli, Achiv, Sul, Sif, Sosechem, Ilomar, Dayenu, Brachas, Dayenu, Brachas. So there'll be so much bracha that we won't be able to stop saying thank you to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the message of the pasuk. Vaito, we continue the last pasuk that was mentioned in the Mishnah. Altavas kizikne imecha, Amar Yossi Barbun, Imnis Yashnu Adrasha. Imnis Yashnu divrei Torah beficha. If Torah becomes old, Al Tavaza land, don't disgrace it. Meaning, don't let Torah become old. Review. Chazara. What a great message for the last dafin in Masechta. Chazara. We have to review. Remember that Gemara in Sanhedrin Sadites. Right? If somebody learns and does not review, it's like they planted and they didn't harvest. So Rabbi Nikotzer, how do I remember where that Gemara is? I don't have a photographic memory and I don't do zichru. But Sadi test. You couldn't do it one more time. Sanhedrin Sadi test. 199. Just one more time. That's Zareya Veino Kotzer. Right. Lomi Veino Chozer. Zareya Veino Kotzer. My time up. Al Tavos Kizikne Imecha. It's a drasha learned out from that pasuk. Abrev Zirim Nizdakna Umasecha. If your nation has become old and lazy and not acting with alacrity, Amo de Godra. Get up and do Akbiz Rizus. Get up and act as rizuks. Kajem Shasa Elkanah, like Elkanah, right? The wife of Chana. Shahaya Madrichas Yisrael Lepami Regalam, like he used to get people to go to be Ola Regel. He didn't just want to be Ola Regel, but he went up and encouraged everyone. Hadohu Dechsiv Va'Allah Ishahu Me'iro. What's Va'Allah? Before you turn over, the Charedim says, Hayal Lomer Va'Yo'al. Judah just said, and he went up. What's va'Allah? So you darshan it va'alei. Shaya olev haya mizaris kol echad v'echad miYisrael. Used to be mizaris and encourage them. Go up, come up with me, mitzvah rabbihi. Because when we act with zrizus, when we act with alacrity, it's not just doing the mitzvah. Remember the Rashi in Rosh Hashanah, where the Gemara says that we blow so many kolos la'arbe v'sasatan. So what's la'arbe v'sasatan? To mix up the satan? A whole shiur about that, but what does Rashi say? Shalo yastin, kishiyishma Yisrael mechabev in asamitzvos, mistatin varav. When the satan sees that we just can't get enough of mitzvos, and we do it, and we act, and we're zrizus, and so there's nothing to say. Nothing to say when we act as zrizus. The Gemara says here, when everybody gets old, when everybody's just acting, lackadaisically, so we have to get up and act. Just one, I forgot to mention, there's a fascinating story. I think I mentioned this in a Parsha Shir many years ago in the Menorah Samar. The Menorah Samar is an early, sefer from the 1300s. I wrote down his name, Rabbi Yisrael ben Yosef. He was killed in the pogroms in Spain in 1391. But he quotes a story there on page 275 in Parakeh. Maisa b'talmud echad. Talking about Chazara. Shahaya misyachid b'makam echad. Vahaya lamad bo miseches chagiga. Somebody, he learned chagiga over and over and over again. Vahaya mahadir mahapich b'kama pa'amim. And he learned it so many times that shalamad oto heitev ayishkur b'fiv. He knew it by heart. Vahaya yodea misechta acheres minatam zulasa. That was his masechta. He didn't know any others. V'haya show neba kol yamav, he learned it all his days. Kivan sheniftar men olam hazeh, when he died, haya levado ba'osabayas, he was alone in his house. There was nobody else there. Shayalomi ba'maseches chagiga. In the house that he learned chagiga. V'haya shum adam yodeh p'tira, so nobody knew about his p'tira. Miyad ba'isha achas, there was a woman, or the vision of a woman that came to the rest of the city. V'amdallah, and started screaming. V'irima kolo v'bechi v'mispe. V'tarban chasa v'tzakasa. And cried and cried. Ki'isha shi sofedes albayla. Like a woman who is being maspid. Adasher nikputzu amon v'amrala sifdula chasid zeh. V'kivrua b'kavo. Take care of this. And they realized afterwards it was some type of a form of Maseches Chagiga. Again, Maseches Chagiga isn't a person, but it was some type of the schus of that Masechta, of chazering it over and over again, you know, that stood by that man. We continue on the last Amud. Eis lasos l'Hashem efeiru to arsecha. The Mishnah said, Reb Nassan misareis karai. He flipped the psukim. Hefeiru to arsecha, eis lasos l'Hashem. Be mefer and go against the Torah for HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the greater good. Reb Chilkiya b'shem Reb Simon, ha'ose Torah so itim, hareza mefer bris. If somebody makes the Torah itim times, so hareza that is violating the covenant. So it's something I've mentioned often, but this is the closest that it gets to being in Chazal. That was in Medrash also. What do you mean make the Torah itim? So the Gemara tells us in Shabbos Lamed Aleph, in the Bavli, right, one of the six questions that we're going to be not really asked, rather than say, you know, Sholin, but it's statements. We're all going to be standing there, Kavati Itim LaTorah. Kavati Itim LaTorah. So Pashup Shah, we have to set aside time for Torah. But there's a deeper idea I heard many years ago, but maybe that's what the Gemara means here. We have to put Koveya the Itim to the Torah and not the Torah to the Itim. We have to make the Torah is anchor, and then everything in our lives that fits into the Torah, wonderful and amazing. Right, but if we make the koveya itim, the times that we live in has to be kavat to the Torah. Chas v'shalom, we can't make the koveya itim the Torah to the itim. The times, this is kavua. Whatever part of Torah fits into my life, I'll take it. If not, not. No, if I make Torah itim, times here, yeah, times not. No. Harizeh meifer dris. No, the Torah has to be keva. My taima, hefeiru to arsecha, eis lasos Hashem. Sometimes we have to violate to what we could do with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in mind. Tani Rosh Hashanah Yomer, im ra'isa zebriyoshin es yashu yudeh min haTorah. If you see people, again, that the Torah has become old, so the gears is flipped. Amod ma'od, or amod is chazik ba'ma'od. Be strong in Torah. V'tamagabel skar kulam. When you see something that is not being learned, or the Sefer Chasidim, you see a mitzvah that's not being done, a mesechta is not being learned, it's like a meis mitzvah. Right? So Yerushalmi is a meis mitzvah. Baruch Hashem, we have this chus. It's not to take the place of the Bavli, but in addition, Baruch Hashem. My time, my favorite Arasecha, Eis Lassel Hashem. Hil Azakin Aya Omer, Bishat the Mechanshin, when the great people are gathering and not spreading Torah, Badar, scatter it and spread it. Ubishash Mevadrin, if everybody's spreading Torah, and, you know, there's 20 speakers already at the conference, Kanosh, you don't have to speak. You could gather in your words and let everybody else, says the Charedim, right, that, Anave is a good Mida too. If you see everybody's excited about Torah, and everybody's happy, then spread it. They're ready to hear it. And if you see that people aren't looking to hear Torah, and, Rabbi always has to know when to talk and when not to talk. And when to, I once heard a pshat. We just had it. Hashem says to those who speak very short, "Vayomer laKotzrim Hashem Imachem." Right? That's the we have to remember that sometimes. V'imlav Kenosh, and if not, if people aren't ready to hear Kenosh, then gather your words and recognize that. Right? Just like the Gemara says in Yevamos, "Mitzvah lo mardavar hanishma, mitzvah shelo lo mardavar she'eno nishma." So we have to recognize that. We continue. Amar Rabbi Elazar, Matino kazeh, tzarech linak b'kol shah shebayom. Unbelievable, beautiful. I got it. Is on this last amud, just like a baby has to nurse. Or is ready to nurse all the time. All hours of the day. All hours of the day. We have to be ready to learn Torah. Many sources related to that. Rabbi Yonah b'shem, Rabbi Yossi ben Gezerah, kol pitata bishin. Right? All, like just pitput is less scat, like the little talk that nonsensical talk bishin is all negative. Upitza daraisa tavin, but schmoozing in Torah is a good thing. It's a good thing. There's an amazing Tiferes Yisrael. Right, when you think too much schmoozing, too much hawking is not good. But Tiferes Yisrael says, right, one of the 48 Dvarim Shah Torah nicknames behem is miyotzicha. So miyotzicha, the pashup shot is that you can't talk too much. You have to sit and learn, and you bottle too much, so then it's a problem. So miyotzicha. But he says, no, miyotzicha, you need a little schmoozing. You need a little schmoozing. We'll burn out. We'll go crazy. If we don't have any time, you learn. You know, there's some of the Gdolim that there's a story, I think, that they say about the Rav Steinman, that one time he came home after his man, and his parents said, no, how was his man? Good. How your chavrus is good? No, where's your chavrusa from? He's like, I have no idea. We just learned. Right, I never spoke to him. It's like, so we're not, that's beyond us. And I would say it's probably not appropriate. I would say, Talmidim, you have to know your Hafrus's name. Miyitzich is good. But again, not too much. So, kol pitut kabishin upitut daraisa tavin. Kol chadvaya tavin. All lying that is l'shem shalom bayis, tavin, that's a good thing. V'chadvaya daraisa bishin. But lying in Torah is negative. What do you mean, lying in Torah? You can't misrepresent Torah. There's a beautiful Yamshel Shlomo in Bava Kamma. I mentioned this before, again, not to read it to save time. Yom Shlomo Bava Kamma talks about how, Pikuach Nefesh. You know, Pikuach Nefesh is Docha everything. So remember that Gemara in Bava Kamma, I think around Daf Lamed Ches in the Bavli where the Romans came to the Jews, teach us Torah, and they said, all Torah makes sense to us and we accept it, except Shersha Yisrael Shemelech Shersha Lakum is Potter, and Shersha Lakum Shemelech Yisrael is Chayev. So that we don't agree with, but we're not going to be malshin you to the authorities. So ask the Tosfos, the Yom Shlomo, why didn't they just lie? Isn't that like pikuach nefesh? Right? You imagine that. It just sounds like a very racist type of halacha. Rahman al-Islam, it's not. We have to analyze it. But just don't say it. They probably asked him that halacha. So says the Yom Shlomo, to misrepresent Torah, about what the Torah says about something, you don't have to say everything. But to misrepresent what the Torah says about something, that's Yehar Val-Yavar. That's Yehar Val-Yavar. Maybe that's what the Torah means here, what the Gemara means here. Lying in Torah Bishin, that one can't do. Amar Reb Shimon Lakish, b'Megillas Chasidim, it says, in a special Megillah, Matzu Kasuv Yom Tazveni Yomayim Ezveka. If we leave Torah for a day, it'll be gone for 2 days. Lishnayim, and what's the Mashal? Lishnayim, Shiyatzu Echem Yitveri Vechem Yitziporin. One person left from Tveria, right by the Kinneret. And one, by Yitzipori, it's up. Upagu Zeba Zeba they met in one place. And if you eat, you start going in opposite directions. So it's double. Because if one's going in one direction, one's going in the other direction. So if we leave Torah, it's not just a little bit. Because we leave Torah and Torah leaves us. The Isha Shai Sachar Shabbos, Mamtenis Leish, another mashal. A woman is waiting for her husband to come home. As long as she's waiting for her to come. There's still a relationship. Once he's not coming back, he haisa holechas, and he says la'achas, and she goes the other way too. So when it comes to Torah, we have to try to do our best to always stay connected. Tani b'shem Rabbi Meir, ein lecha echad mi Yisrael she'eino osem mea mitzvos b'chal yom. another girsa mea brachas, but 100 mitzvahs, Kriya Shema, Mevarach Lefanei Lachareha, Kriya Shema, Uba'ochel Es Pito, Mevarach Lefanei Lachareha, and we eat, we make a bracha before and after. Thank you. Umispalo Shlosha Pa'amim, Shel Shmona Esrei, we daven, right, three times, Shmona Esrei. V'chozer v'osa shar mitzvahs mavarach alein, all mitzvahs, right, that we make. V'chein ha'yer emeir omer, ein l'cha adam Yisrael she'en a mitzvahs makifos oso. There's no Jew that doesn't have mitzvahs surrounding them, right? There's like the Gemara in Menachas, so this is valuable, because there's no Yerushalmi on Menachas. Tfilin b'rosho, v'tfilin b'zroo, u'mezuzah b'pischo, surrounded by tfilin and mezuzah, arba titzios b'taliso, surrounded by the four titzis, makifin oso, that surround him. Husha David amar, sheva b'yomi l'alticha, Mishpatei Tzedkecha, right, seven, right, what's seven, so, well, we had earlier, maybe it means the Birchas Kriya Shema, but also it means, maybe the four tzitzios, the mezuzah, and the two tefillins. Interesting that tzitzis is counted as four, even though it's only one mitzvah. Tefillin is two mitzvahs counted as two. V'cheinu omer, chona malach Hashem saviv li'reyachav, v'yachal tzeim. Right, the mitzvahs are like malachim. Nichnas l'merchas roaz atzma arum. Right, what happened? One time, David HaMelech, or a person goes into the bathhouse, and he sees he's naked. Amar oili shani arum ne mitzvahs. No mitzvahs. Kivin shibit b'mila, shelo hischil l'kales l'kadosh baruch hu, realizes there's never a second that we are without mitzvahs. Right, if on our basar, on our flesh, we are connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. L'amnatzeach al ha-shminis, mizmar l'david, right, the eighth day, bris milah, the eighth bracha, rafa'enu. Amar Lazar b'shem Rabbi Chanina, Talmidei Chachamim marbim shalom ba'olam. Talmidei Chachamim marbim shalom, and I like to think that it's not just they should, but it's definitional. Meaning, if a Talmud Chacham is not marbim shalom, then he's not a Talmud Chacham. Talmud marbim shalom ba'olam, that's part of the definition of what a Talmud Chacham has to do. Meaning, it's not just ben adam lamakom, it's ben adam lechaveira. One has to be marbim shalom, matam, v'chol benach lemudi Hashem, v'rav shalom banayach. So remember, this is how a number of mesechtas in the Bavli end, right, the abbreviation of bonayach, but this is, Baruch Hashem takes us through our first journey, the first step of the journey, hadron lacharoa, the chasalas, meseches, brachos.